G'day, this is Marty Ware from the Potted Vegetable Garden and Marty's Garden on YouTube. And today we're going to talk about crazy growing for carrots. Yes, how to get the best success growing carrots at your place. So here we go, we're going to get straight into it, no mucking around. I'm going to give you the essential information. First is climate. Cool temperatures and subtropical. Can be grown in tropical areas, but are less suitable. The situation, open and sunny. Soils must be deep and friable. Shallow soils force carrots upwards, turning the exposed part of the root green. Stony or cloddy soils cause twist distorted growth. Don't apply manure, rich compost or any other fertilizer to the soil before planting. This can cause hairiness and forking. Be sure to rake the soil smooth before sowing. Water. Regular water is essential, and the difficulty for growing these is medium. Okay, here's a tip for you. Carrots hate being transplanted, so always use seed, not seedlings, and sow direct. Okay, I've got a question that someone sent me, and I'm going to ask it for them. When should I plant them? Gardeners in cool areas can plant carrots from early to spring to midsummer. Those in temperate and subtropical areas can plant virtually all year round. And gardeners in tropical climates should only plant carrots in the cool, dry months. Next question. How many should I plant? 3 long rows, approximately 1 meter, should be sufficient for the average family. I suggest also that you look into planting them with other companions, so do your research on that. How long until they're ready is the next question. Carrots can normally be harvested after 10 to 20 weeks, depending on climate and conditions and variety. Right, here's some troubleshooting tips for you. General first tip. Carrots, pests and diseases can be controlled with vigilant crop rotation. So don't plant them in the same place over and over again. Move them around or splash them around in a companion style planting. The carrot fly. Never leave carrot traps lying around after thinning or harvesting. The carrot fly is attracted to the smell of the bruised foliage. Water well after thinning to dilute the scent. Companion planting with onions and carrots may also help disguise that scent so these little buggers can't find them. And last of all, leaf blight. Destroy any diseased material immediately. I like to burn it instead of throwing it in the bin and never compost it. Always start with clean, good quality seed and practice crop rotation as discussed before. And here's your last two tips. Tip 1. For a longer, more diverse harvest, plant several varieties of carrot that mature at different times. Tip 2. Carrot seed is very fine. To avoid waste, try mixing it with river sand before sowing, or look out for carrot seed tape available from most garden supply centres. So there you have it, my crazy about carrots tips for you guys. I'm Marty Ware from the Potted Vegetable Garden. You come and see me there at www.pottedvegetablegarden.com to learn about all different types of gardening, and subscribe to me here at youtube.com/Marty's Garden so you can get more videos just like this and have a great veggie garden. Grow herbs, tomatoes, all types of great fantastic food that we all love to eat, and get productive. Okay, I'll see you at the next video. I'm Marty Ware, signing out, and happy gardening. Bye.